This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Florida is still in trouble when it comes to COVID and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, the Texas governor announced a second special session of the state legislature. That happened at the tail end of last week. The Dixie Fire, there's still a lot of lamenting over loss there of some historic buildings. And Jeopardy with a new host that's kind of controversial. And it makes that whole thing in the form of a question. It makes you kind of wonder what is his run going to be like. It's very tough to replace a legend, and replacing Alex Trebek with the familiar doo-doo-doo theme that's in all of our heads would have to be some of the biggest shoes to fill, period. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we roll into another hour of the show. Thanks so much for all your emails. Remember, if you are listening for the first time, and for those that have listened for a long time, you can get a hold of me night and day, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and let it rip, as they say. All right, let it rip. This has now been such a process in trying to figure out who is going to replace Alex Trebek. And like I said, how do you replace a legend? I thought we would start with this before we get back into the buzz across the land besides Jeopardy, which is what's happening in Florida and with COVID cases and the Delta variant. But Jeopardy's executive producer, Mike Richards, is in line to host that game show that starts in September, because I mean, here we are almost on the precipice of September before you know it. It's not official, and it's not going to be announced for a while, but he's got massive TV hosting experience, and he knows the show inside and out. But you know, it's interesting because there were so many famous people that hosted, and I think people like some of those household names, and when the ratings, you know, looking at the ratings, some of the biggest rated shows were the ones where celebrities hosted it. I mean, you know, you had Aaron Rodgers, you had Katie Couric, you had Anderson Cooper, you had Gupta, Sanjay Gupta, the doctor, doing it. I mean, you had familiar faces, even Joe Buck from Fox Sports, who's hosting. So it's, I think that's the probably the disconnect. I mean, this guy knows the ropes, he knows the show, he has that stable game showy face like kind of thing. I don't know, and so it kind of makes sense, right? But you throw all these famous people in the mix, and I think that confused a lot of people, because there were some really crazy controversial comments all over Twitter about this poor possible, you know, host, and you know, what about XYZ, what about Aaron Rodgers, what about Katie Couric, etc. I mean, yeah. So let's move to COVID. I mean, as the world goes according to COVID, here's some of the things that we were talking about carrying over to this week, and it's Florida. Still really tops in the nation with the new COVID-19 adult and child hospitalization admissions. We, you know, we don't want to see this. I say this all the time. Nobody wants this happening. Nobody wants to see the Delta variant. Things roll into 2022. I mean, this was my greatest fear, that, wow, the world's opening back up. Isn't this great? And then suddenly the world starts to retract again, like in, you know, like an accordion. It just, in my mind, it just reminds me of when you're in a room, when you were a kid, you know, when they used to open up the big rooms and they had that accordion curtain. It's like, oh, well, no, we're not going to reveal that. And they push the curtain back. So for Florida, the CDC numbers show that, you know, that the numbers have just shot up incredibly, and that's why Florida leads the nation. I mean, they're counting for about 1 in 5 new cases, and that's from Johns Hopkins University, right? So while that's going on, and we are having these conversations about the Delta variant, And now what? Because it accounts for an estimated 93.4% of the COVID-19 cases in the U.S., and there is this push for vaccination, and the rates are increasing. So I think seeing people that are in trouble, that are in ICU beds, who are saying, I messed up, I screwed up, I should have gotten it. There's one guy who's sad. He has this video documentary from the ICU, and I look at this and I think, oh, as somebody who hasn't had to deal with that, I can't imagine. I mean, I just can't imagine that feeling of like this Travis Campbell, of being trapped and regretting not getting the vaccine so that you can actually breathe. And then if you get out of the hospital, then, you know, what happens? Coronavirus cases also rising around the world, with COVID-19 deaths hitting a record peak in Africa. That's according to the World Health Organization. So this is much of the same that we've talked about, that we're seeing. I mean, here, I love this, right? Germany is going to, just like the U.S., is going to donate 30 million vaccines to some of the poorer countries to offset the whole booster plans, because the WHO wanted to delay booster shots until more people are vaccinated around the world. So Germany's trying to say, okay, look, we're going to donate some of these. If more people donate, then, you know, forget this whole idea of when we jump to the booster, that we're doing a tug of war over who can get the booster and who can't get the booster, and how effective is it to have that in the first place. So I'm kind of traversing in a few different directions, and of those that are delaying opening, and I've said this a couple times, and I know we've talked about this, but Amazon is delaying its return to the office until 2022. So while you have a lot of companies that are saying, okay, we're going to go back now in October, we were going to do this in September, but now we're going to wait till the end of October. Wow, Amazon, the packages are all over the place, right? I mean, Amazon. And now they're saying, as far as people in the offices, yeah, forget it. We're gonna wait. We're just gonna push it to 2022 and not mess around with some months in between, while a lot of other companies are testing those waters sooner, hoping that the more people get vaccinated, that we crush the Delta variant, and there can be more of the face-to-face and working together again in offices, because what a big difference that makes. I mean, let's face it. All right, the Dixie Fire and the wiping out of Greenville, and I realize the significance of this if you've ever been to Northern California. I mean, what are the things you talk about in history books? The gold rush. And Greenville, that community, was one of those places that had some of those landmarks from the gold rush days. And pretty much a lot of those buildings were destroyed. I mean, they were just charred ruins. And so far in California, the Dixie Fire is one of the 12 largest, and it's burned over 500,000 acres. So it's significant in the fact that they've been battling it for so long. And it's that tough, and it's emotional that this community was lost. They're trying not to lose any communities, but what do? They're telling people just to get out, and a lot of people luckily responded and got out. You see a red flag warning, you move. And people in California know exactly what I'm talking about, probably around the nation. You see a red flag warning, it is too hot. That temperature, humidity, the winds, you're in danger of losing it all. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. it's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today. To Australia for a conversation with Eric Gribble. His book is Placing Australians on a Fast Elevator to the Future. And listen up, this is something that I think everybody can appreciate and understand and relate to, no matter where you're listening to this show. Eric, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
So what led you to writing this book?
I became concerned about the steady decline, especially, I'm originally from New Zealand, and especially from the steady decline in New Zealand with regard to the overall gross national product of New Zealand and the steady economic decline, and the fact that it was actually associated directly with the growth of government. And this is actually a trend that's actually happening throughout the world. And also at the same time there was a steady decline in social issues, and that was directly correlated with the growth of government and the dependence on government to look after social issues. So that's the main reason for writing the book, and the fact that I was I wanted to get the message out there, basically, my personal thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, so in the message, what can people expect? Give us a little slice of what's inside the book.
I'll talk about mentoring. Traditionally, we've become very dependent on government for social issues, for looking after older people, for welfare for unemployed. Now, if you look at Asian countries where they don't have social welfare, individuals take on that responsibility, family groups take on that responsibility, in that young people live within a family with middle-aged people and the older generation of people still live, the retirees, what would be retirees in the West, still live in that family grouping. So there's So there's ongoing mentoring within the family from the older people to the younger people on basic life skills. And there is a greater concept of care. In the West, that basic family grouping has split up, where we have our younger people living by themselves, often solo parents. We have older generation people no longer participating in society that are retired and receiving retirement income or whatever. And the whole family grouping has split up. And this is what is leading to some of the social breakdown, because that mentoring is no longer occurring within that family, within those young people. So one possible solution is to actually have a mentoring program for unemployed people or people recipients of welfare, state welfare, whereby if they don't go on to that mentoring program, they then go back to a basic ticket system for just basic essentials, but they have discretionary spending if they go on to the mentoring program. And the mentoring program would be giving older people the option of an increase in their pension if they go into a training program to become mentors and go into these young families to mentor younger people. So it would be a top up to their pension, but it would be very important that these people are not put into a dangerous situation, so it has to be very well controlled. And that way, older people feel as if they're now participating once again in society, and the younger people are getting essential life skills that they no longer have. And, for example, well, my wife used to be a CU at home, what used to be called a CU at home nurse, where she used to go into families to young teenagers that were single parent parents. And she used to teach them, mentor them on basic life skills on how to look after their babies, basic nutrition, how to relate with interact with their child. So that personal interaction with young child is very important. And that's the sort of thing that's what I mean by mentoring. Mentoring is very important, and it's lacking in our society, where we just leave people to their own devices. And that's part of the reason for the breakdown. As far as the economic breakdown, there has been a steady growth in government. The New Zealand situation, tax rates, back when New Zealand was number one in GDP per capita in the world back in the early 1900s, the tax rate was 12%. You know, in the 1930s, I think it was 27%. After World War II, it went up to 35%, and now it's well over 37% for total tax take. And at the same time, the New Zealand has now slipped down to close to the bottom of the OECD on a gross national product per capita basis, whereas it once was number one. So there's a direct correlation between the growth of the size of government and the stagnation of New Zealand. And that is a worldwide trend, so really what we need to do is actually get back to individual responsibility and recognise that government does not have the answers. We cannot keep looking to government for all the solutions. The solutions come from the individual. Government cannot, and the free enterprise system, the workings of the free enterprise system. For example, government cannot pick winners and losers. Government has a tendency to try and protect industries with tariff protection, but how can government know what is going to be future consumer preferences, what future innovation and what the future technology is going to bring about, what the prices of all the inputs into a particular product are going to be and how they're going to change with scarcity and all of that sort of thing. The government cannot pick winners and losers. Only the free market can through the competition mechanism. I know bankruptcy is really bad for the individuals concerned, but bankruptcy is the natural way the market actually picks winners and losers. Weeding out inefficiency and selecting the most efficient. So, really, basically what I'm just saying is we need to get government out of people's lives.
Yeah, I so agree with what you're saying, especially about the mentoring. And you've laid out a case for that. I think that's clear in placing Australians on a fast elevator to the future. What do you hope, Eric, that people take away, as I said before, from really reading this in other places?
Well, I really want people to understand the importance of personal responsibility and personal empowerment. If people are empowered to make decisions for themselves, for example, if parents, for example, can choose what school their child goes to, and that can be done for a basic ticket system whereby, or education account, where government puts a certain amount into a person's education account, and that amount can be reduced for higher income people, but that gives individuals the power to choose what school they send their child to. And that is actually a good thing because some schools, you know, poorly performing schools, it's a good thing if they do not get adequate students because you don't want poor, it's quite a good thing if poorly performing schools actually lose their students and fail. And it also gives people pride and self-esteem if they can make the sort of decisions they need to regarding their own life instead of government making the decisions for them. So really the overall message is that people need to look to themselves instead of government for solutions, and we need to reduce the size of government.
Wow.
I don't know if that's...
So well said. So well said. I mean, I think that's the perfect place to end this. And you go even deeper, of course, in placing Australians on a fast elevator of the future. Eric Gribble, thanks for coming on. You can get the book on Amazon.
Yeah, thank you for it. Thank you very much for it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for the final vote, which is expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. This is USA Radio News. As Louisiana deals with one of the largest increases in COVID cases and hospitalizations in the country, one of the state's senators is urging residents to get vaccinated. The rapid spread being attributed to the Delta variant of the virus prompted Governor John Bel Edwards to reimpose a mask mandate for all indoor locations. Senator Bill Cassidy, who's also a doctor, says the fastest way out of a surge is to get people vaccinated. He tells CNN's State of the Union that increased vaccination rates would eliminate the need for masks.
If you have a large percentage of your population which is not vaccinated and your infection rate is going up, you got one of two choices. If you're inside, either you're vaccinated or you have to wear a mask. Otherwise, you're at too great a risk to further spread infection, to further pack those emergency rooms, to further prevent people who have terrible accidents from getting cared for because the hospital is full of COVID. And there is a choice. On the other hand, if we don't want mask mandates, get vaccinated, the infection rate goes down, and you don't have a mandate.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, welcome to the mailbag. Thanks for all of your emails. Really do appreciate it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I can't say it enough. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. And let me know. Let me know about some of the unsung heroes in your area. Maybe you know some of these firefighters who have volunteered and are out there in the West fighting these massive fires that are happening just the wildfires are just raging out west. Some of you have actually sent me your thoughts on that. In fact, we're going to start there. Dexter says, never emailed you before, Ms. Delaney, but I listen to the show whenever I can. I'm glad that you're talking about the firefighters. It sounds like when you were a reporter, you covered some of those fires in California, and I think you said New Mexico, too, as well. And it is in some ways a thankless job, especially the volunteer firefighters, but they would never say that or think that because that's why they do it. And the idea is to save human life first and property and to get these fires out. And it's so difficult when you have the winds and you've got the drought conditions. I know because I am a volunteer firefighter and I've done it most of my life. And it is really, really, really a heart mission for most of us, and it is disheartening when you often find that the causes of the fires are for sometimes ridiculous reasons, like what we're doing to recognize what kind of a baby a gender reveal party is. When we saw the one fire that was sparked by that, people just have to be careful when they're in these areas where it is so, so dry and that vegetation just goes up. So that's it. Just wanted to tell you I'm listening, and a shout out to my brothers and sisters who are there on the lines fighting the fires. Well, Dexter, thanks for that, and thanks for what you do. I'm glad you remembered that. Maybe I've talked about it a few times. I didn't realize
until I lived in Santa Barbara County, and I was a television reporter, and I did go out on some of those fires and saw, like, people just hustling dogs and cats and all kinds of things in cars and taking off really a couple of bad fires I was involved in or I was reporting on. And then in Santa Fe, same thing, and it was very similar. I mean, it was the drought, it was winds, it was the conditions, it was what was happening. You know, everybody was praying for rain, frankly. I mean, that's it. All right, let's go to this one from Brad, who's listening to us in the Sunshine State. Kate, I hear you on DeSantis. It's weird, right? Sometimes he does things where you're like, yeah, really, really emphasizing what should happen in his state. And then he does bonehead things. And I don't get the whole thing with the schools. I mean, if he wants to say you can't have a mask mandate and he's trying to do that to protect business, that's one thing entirely, right? But when you say that about schools and then you see how the Delta variant is ripping through the elementary levels, meaning, you know, younger kids are more in danger of this, how can you pull money from schools that require masks for students? I mean, isn't that what parents are supposed to do, protect their children? Isn't that what a school board is supposed to do, protect their children? And by the way, I love it when people identify themselves as an R, a D, an I, or whatever else when it comes to politics, but I fall into the Republican category, and I have voted for DeSantis, but I have to slam him for what I think is poor posturing. He certainly can be steadfast on masking and businesses and whatnot, but he is making a big mistake by slamming schools or threatening about pulling funds. And I suppose the reason is because there are going to be some parents who don't want to mask their kids, and maybe that's why he's taking the stance, because you know there's going to be parents and there's going to be schools that are at odds with each other. It's just the worst situation that we find ourselves in. And this is coming from someone, too, by the way, who once was on a school board, and I know how sticky even the most innocuous thing can be, let alone something that's life-threatening. Wow, great email, Brad. Thanks. Thanks for listening, and stick around with us. Call in sometime. You know, this is the thing. You're right. There's going to be parents that will be at odds with it, but because what he is saying, what DeSantis is saying, is he's vowing to defend the rights of the parents who decide, you know, want to decide. Like, he's saying, what about the ones that don't want a mask? I think pretty much is that. That's the whole stance on it. And the problem, again, is the threatening to pull the money from the schools. And this is now, you know, weaponized. And of course, this whole virus is so political, because you got kids under 12 who can't be vaccinated. So they can't be vaccinated. You got the CDC saying they got to wear a mask in class. They should wear a mask. They're not saying we're forcing you, because they have no power. They're saying you should wear one. So now threatening to pull money, that, again, that makes no sense. It's one thing to say individual decision, but then you have that problem of people that, you know, kids that would have masks and kids that wouldn't have masks. I mean, how do you get out of the way of this virus? We kill this sucker. That's what we do. We gotta end this virus. And it sounds almost ridiculous leaving my lips, because we know it can mutate. And that's what happened with the Delta variant. I mean, you're fighting COVID-19, and then you turn around, and then this is what's happening. I mean, we just get kicked and kicked and kicked, you know, again. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, Kate, I'm glad you stuck up during the Olympics for Simone Biles. I saw something on one of the networks. It might have been Fox or CNN. I kind of just circulate around all of them to kind of get the different points of view, frankly. And there was a story about the gym that she was working out in Tokyo. And I thought that was great that was kept a secret, and it wasn't until afterwards that information got released. And she did end up winning a bronze. And I don't understand that there were so many people in the beginning that were just leveling her for pulling out of the competition, for most of the competition, she was pretty much saying, I can do it. They described that thing about losing your place in the air and how crazy dangerous. And, of course, other Americans meddled anyway. So make room for the future. She is a GOAT. She has done some incredible things in the Olympics, not to mention that the U.S. Olympic gymnasts did not protect her, not her fellow gymnasts, but the organization overall, when you had that doctor who molested so many of them. Can you imagine, at her level and being so young, what was happening? And that's got to affect her. That's got to affect all of them. And here she is in her 20s competing with pretty much young teenagers. So I say bravo to Simone Biles, and the haters need to get off her back. It's over with. Other gymnasts won, and she, in fact, won a bronze medal anyway. And we really ought to get a better perspective on what's important, and mental health is certainly incredibly important. And we see the breakdown with so many people, especially during the pandemic. So just look around before you start to point fingers. It's not about the money. It's about the mind. Wow. Just some great mail this time around. Yep, I mean, what can I add to that discussion? It's cool that they did have a secret gym in Tokyo. It's great that she had support from teammates, from other people that were there, from lots of people in the U.S. and around the world, because she's just being honest, and she couldn't do it. I mean, she can't do it. You can't do it. I think there's kind of a disconnect of, you make millions, or you made millions, and how can you do this? I mean, if it's about the money, you think of things that have happened mental health-wise. Think of the tragic story of Anthony Bourdain. Why does a guy like that kill himself? Why does Kate Spade kill herself? They both had children. The mind and that incredible brain that we have often is broken in so many people, and we do not highlight what it takes and what happens to people enough in not just the U.S. but around the world. It's time that people get on board with that. Let's get some cures, and let's have some compassion. Versus, if you want to hate on things, there's plenty of things that are outrageous, and one of them is not Simone Biles and the Olympics. Not at all. There are so many other important things that are happening that affect my life and your life that we could easily jump on if we want to, right? Of course. All right, it's interesting, talking about the Delta variant, talking about minds and what's happening to people and the isolation and all of that. I got this one from John, who listens to us in New Orleans, and he says, Kate, my brother works for U.S. Bank. He's one of those employees that was told that he doesn't have to come back to the office. Initially, he was going back to the office, and I have to say, he was very, very excited about that, and had talked about the 7th. I even remember the date, for goodness sake. And of course, U.S. Bank is one of our biggest banks in the country, and they were going to bring the employees across the country back. And he says that they put out an email, a memo, that wasn't happening. So it's virtual work again, and that happened when the pandemic erupted. You know, you had about 70 or even more than that of the 70,000 employees of the company he works for that were working remotely, and I guess they've had only a small number of people that have returned to the office in kind of a hybrid mode. So there is a change in plans now, and the Delta variant, I think, is something that is going to affect so many other companies, where they were hoping that people would be back in the office, but they won't do that now.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Carmetta Hammond Doherty joins us, and she's written a book called Sweet Dreams, Waking Up from a Sleep. Carmetta, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Tell me why you wrote this book. What was the path that led you to writing this book?
To be quite honest, one night I went to my bed and I had a dream that I saw myself sitting at a window in a big room in my own house, like I was living there, and just sitting away, and people were just coming to me, and I was just signing books away. I was sitting down signing books, and the queue was long out to the gate, and I just wake up off from my sleep and said, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to become an author. I want to write more than one book. And that's where it started.
Wow. So that's where that journey started. And then the book actually, it's got so much of you in it. Sweet Dreams, Waking Up from a Sleep, like I said at the top of this. Tell us what the book's about.
Well, to be quite honest, I choose four topics to speak about from the book. The first topic is search for the unknown. And the book is about It's on several topics, but I just select four topics, and one of them is search for the unknown. And to me, I write about the unknown of mental health, because I live in a country where, I live in a world where mental health is taking over the world. People like to tell people that they have mental health problems. People like to tell people that, you know, there's no such other way of living apart from mental health. And I just don't like that negativity. So I thought to myself, I'll write a book about positive side of living and positive side of mental health. So that's how it come about.
Okay, so that's one topic. So how people being labeled that way can instead have the positivity and find the positivity and not be a victim of that label.
Yes, yes. And that's how I start my journey as an author. And the other topic I spoke about is shaking off mental health. And the only way we can do that is by having a good feedback within our mind and our ourselves. And we have to try, and let me find what I said about it, because checking off mental health, what was it? That's the one of the thing I tell people, you know, never let that mental health be a norm for you. Never let it be somebody tell you that there's no other side to you than just mental health. So I live with that for years, and my friends always tell me that I'm stronger than them, but my weaker side is people telling, I listen to people that think mental health is best suited, like doctors or professional, you know, that want you out of a job or in a job and they want you out. The first thing they say, you have mental health.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah.
So what else do you want to tell people about in your book? What are some of the other things that you talk about?
Yes, I want to talk more about my book about the unknown is worse than the known. And sometimes people try to label you as if you are nothing. And I don't want to say much about it. If they want anything more about the book, they can go and read what it said and have their own imagination. But as an author, as somebody coping with mental health and get over mental health and feel as if I'm on a journey where mental health is not controlling me, a negative side of mental health is not controlling me, I feel that I'm an overcomer. And if I can be an overcomer of mental health, everyone else can become an overcomer of mental health. It doesn't have to be their experience or their skill. And the life is up to what you tell your mind and or you control your thoughts. And sometimes it can develop your talent and your writing skill of how you view society in the unknown and of the unknown. And a lot of times people talk to people about mental health and you see a doctor and they will interview you about one state of mind. But what makes you think that the doctor is any better than you are what you're saying and what the doctor imagination is better than you are. So we all both have the equal side of the coin. It's just all you control your mind and all you view life. That's how you become sane and insane. So it can easily reverse. The doctor can become mental health and you can become the one that's coping with mental health. And it all depends on how you see mental health within your mind and within your brain.
I like that, how you see it within your mind and with your brain. And so that's what you want people to take away from reading Sweet Dreams, Waking Up from a Sleep, because that's what happened to you. You woke up from a sleep.
Yes, I wake up from a sleep, and to me, it's escaping that stigma that makes me be this person that I am today, that I can get up out of my bed and say, well, I don't have mental health. I was once, I had to break down. Now I overcome them all because of what I feed my brain with and what I tell my thoughts, and I have favor. And first of all, you have to tell yourself there's something greater and bigger than yourself. And if you don't do that, then you find yourself and you have to cling to that power, that force, which is greater than yourself. And it's up to that person, is that source of energy that you think is greater than yourself, if it's positive or negative. And if you think it's positive, then you have a positive outcome. But if you think that source or that power that's bigger than yourself is negativity, then you will have always have been stress, anxiety, and wanting to drink something to overcome what you're feeling, and wanting to drink or smoke or do something else to get over that stress level, because everybody has stress to a point. There's no such thing as no stress. So it's how you cope with yourself and how you cope with others that make other people think that your characteristic is different from theirs. And not because you can see the different side of the coin, that doesn't make you any different from them, but you view it a different way. That doesn't mean because I'm viewing it a different way, I'm the one with a mental health. No, you can't be the one with the mental health, but because you see it different from me. So we both have equal side of being mental health. So I don't know how a doctor can sit in a room and tell you that you have mental health because of the way you think, or the way you come across situation, or the way you cope with the stress you had yesterday. Because today is a different day. And if they tend to feed back on the day today, not yesterday. So, and they tend to feed back on yesterday and not today. So if you meet somebody, your friends or your parents or anyone, and they're focusing on the past about you, that simply means that they don't want you to be a better person. Yeah. They want to drag you down what you go through yesterday with, because today is a totally different day. You can handle it a better way than what you get. Someone to run a race today, they can lose it yesterday, but they can win a race today. So I don't understand how can people drag back you in that step. So that's all doctors want to do to people that says they have mental health, because they have a bad experience yesterday. That doesn't mean you're going to have a bad experience today. And it's all you take the day forward. That's how you view mental health. And I heard this lady was talking on the phone this morning, on the radio this morning, and she said her mother had mental health problem. And the way she was speaking about her mother, to me, it's not her mother is with the problem, it's she's had the problem. A lot of times people that think other people have mental health problem, they are the one with the most negativity comes in their thoughts and mind, and it captures their self, and they see it in others, or they want to see it from others. So I don't know. Mental health is up to the person's upbringing, it's up to the person's lifestyle, and it's up to the person's culture and race.
Yeah.
And the country that they live in, that's how mental health can eat at you. But wow. if you grow up in a positive feel and a good home, then you will, mental health will be at bay, and stress will not have a place in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talk about this deeper in your book, and that's a perfect place to end this. Carmetta Hammond Dougherty, Sweet Dreams, Waking Up from a Sleep. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yes, I thank you.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.